So I had another idea that popped in my mind when I was thinking about that first thing I talked about with the heart being fragmented, not really focused on one thing. You put your heart everywhere. We should be focused on the Lord wholly. And the thought that popped in my head, and I had to test myself, and I'm pouring this out so any saints could test themselves as well. What cares are making you unfruitful? And the verse I kind of want to go to for that is Mark 4:19. I'll start at 18. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things, entering in, choke the world, and it be word, and it becometh unfruitful. So what cares are making you unfruitful? It could be a job, it could be tiredness. You could say, Lord, after a long day of work, Lord, I had a long day today, Lord. I mean, I worked 13 hours. You can understand, Lord, I don't really want to fellowship with my brothers. I just kind of want to do my own thing tonight. And I can kind of put that off a little bit. I'm going to take a night off, Lord. You'll understand. Is that making you unfruitful? Is your job making you unfruitful? How about man-pleasing? When you're out preaching or talking the gospel or maybe at your work environment, whatever it may be, are you more concerned with how they'll view you? Or maybe, Lord, I'm a little bit socially inept. I don't know if I can preach the gospel, Lord. I just don't know if I can do that commandment, Lord. I'm not the best with people. And look, Lord, I don't look the best, Lord. I don't know what to tell you. Is that making you unfruitful? Is your idea of what a person should look like in society making you unfruitful? Are you following the commandment the Lord gave to preach the gospel to every creature? It's really regardless of how you look, how you talk, you have to. It's a commandment. He wants you to go do it. Is that making you unfruitful? How about outward appearance? This is a big one in American society, especially. This idea that we have to look perfect and we have to like fit into the culture in order to like get men to listen to us, get people to listen to us. So is that making you unfruitful? Are you spending too much time caring about how you look? And I'll be honest, this van life for me, the past couple days, I actually wore the clothes that I was going to wear the next day to bed. It is getting colder, so it's kind of understandable, but I would wake up and I would just go to work. I wouldn't care about if it had wrinkles, wouldn't care about if it had a little bit of dirt from the previous day on it, whatever. I get up, I go to work, and it keeps my mind off of, well, gosh, how do I look today? Are these clothes clean? Am I smelling the best? Am I what? It really doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. Now, we should dress and act orderly. That's definitely a commandment the Lord gives. We have to be orderly. It's part of our witness. But the minute details, do we have to get so detailed about our outward appearance? Or should we just focus on, all right, I'm dressed. I smell pretty good. I'm going to go out there and witness the gospel. That's what's important. So, is that making you unfruitful? Are you caring too much about your outward appearance? Here's a big one. Possible sheep. We talked about this. Me and the brothers talked about this last night. Possible sheep. Is that making you unfruitful? Are you getting too focused on people that are taking a long, long time to come around when you could be preaching to other sheep or reaching out to other people that may have more ears to hear? Are you spending too much time on people that aren't putting in the effort, that aren't seeking after the Lord with a pure heart? So that could be making you unfruitful as well, because you're spending so much time on these few people when the rest of the world, the harvest is ready. We have to go out into the world and call whoever will to the marriage supper of the Lamb. So, and the last one I wrote here in my notes, I've kind of noticed this with van life. Fancy meals. Is that making you unfruitful? Are you spending too much time worrying about cooking, getting a bunch of ingredients together, spending, I know I used to spend my time in my lost life, an hour or two, some nights making all this food, maybe food for the week and whatnot. Could you be using your time better for the Lord? Do you have to eat such put together meals, or could you spend your time maybe eating a peanut butter sandwich instead of a filet mignon or something like that? There's better ways to spend your time rather than. Now, I'm not saying you can't have a nice meal every once in a while, but are you spending too much time focused on that rather than going and preaching the word, ministering to brothers and sisters, putting your house in order, whatever it may be? So I just wanted to bring up those things. There's plenty more, but are the cares of this world making you unfruitful? And there's a couple more verses I noted here. Matthew 6:31, this is a big one, or Matthew 6. Let's see. We'll do verse 30. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So, having these cares, and I'll throw in one more verse here, Luke 21:34, and take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged, overcharged meaning burdened, basically, with surfeiting. Surfeiting means, basically, I think of it like a stress, like a headache. Basically, you're drunk on the world, you're kind of stressed out about life here. So, and take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. He was talking about the coming of the Son of Man. So, are the cares of the world choking you out? I want you to test yourself. Is there anything that's making you unfruitful in your life that could be used better, your time used better for the glory of God, for the edification of the saints, whatever it may be? This is an important topic because the Lord has given us a lot with this fellowship. He's given us a lot with our houses, our places to stay, and all of this stuff. And I just wanted to exhort you to use all of it for his glory, all of the time, regardless of how your flesh feels, regardless of what people think about you. You're serving the Lord as a soldier of Christ. So I just wanted to encourage you with that. That kind of branches off of the first study I did, or the first quick thing I did this morning about the heart, about that passage in Psalms. So it was put on my heart to make this audio, and I hope you were edified by it. I hope you have a blessed rest of your day.